Hello everyone, and welcome to my local woods in my neighborhood. I'm delighted to be with you once again on this episode of the AfriNuke podcast. I hope you have been okay all this while and in the midst of the dystopia in which we are finding ourselves. Okay, so on today's episode, I want to talk about something very pertinent and somewhat troubling to me about the nuclear industry in Africa. And it's been something very uppermost in my mind to talk about for quite a while now. And I hope you have the time to listen for us to talk a bit about it. And yeah, feel free to drop your comment and interact with this video as you deem fit. Okay, so the concept of having MOUs in Africa between vendor countries and maybe companies and nuclear organizations in Africa, this has been going on for quite a while now, and good as they are, and the contents are quite very promising. And to every normal thinking person who thinks something written should really come to work, you will really be very hopeful that these MOUs come to fruition just very recently. And in the last decade alone, Russia, for example, have signed the greatest number of MOUs with African countries to build nuclear power plants across Africa. And one of them is actually coming to work currently in Egypt. They are currently under construction. And I hope that this translates to several other countries, not minding which vendor country or company is bringing it. We need energy. When you are drowning, you don't mind who is coming to save you. You just need to come up and get some air. And that air is energy. So Russia has really gone across Africa trying to sign a lot of MOUs to bring in nuclear power plants to Africa. Another country that has done the same is the USA. USA have signed several kinds of agreements, and the latest of which is with Ghana. Okay, I think I was there last year or thereabouts when Ghana signed some MOU with some US companies towards developing manpower and also technical capabilities for some kind of special kind of nuclear power plants. So, are these MOUs actually translating to, are they really translating to what we need to industrialize in Africa? Are we really having these nuclear power plants coming to work? Nigeria, for example, enacted the atomic energy law way back before I was born, I think in the 70s. And up till now, 40 years after and beyond, is still signing multiple MOUs, okay? I am not to say whether it is right or wrong, but I am saying that something else needs to be done to make it work, okay? We need something on ground. We need to pour the concrete and get it to work. And that is bringing me to the subject of what needs to be done to get these MOUs translate to MODUs, okay? That's my term. Type it in the comment section, MODUs. We need MODUs in Africa to get nuclear to work and not MOUs. Type it in the comment, okay? So what do we need to do to get to move from several MOUs good as they sound on paper, to MODs, good as they should be on ground. Okay, so now, I gave an illustration before that when you are drowning, you don't mind who comes to save you. You just need to get off and start breathing. And then another human process can follow to making you live well. Okay? Right now, energy, we are energy poor. We are drowning in lack of energy in Africa. So whoever comes to help us, we do not care at the moment. We just need energy. So MOUs are good. But I see them as becoming recurrent. And I would not want to use the word lame, but kind of, okay, since we are here with these international guys, it would be good. I also fall victim of this as well. It would be good for us to have something to show for it, you get. So the nuclear industry leaders in Africa tend to like do these MOUs as something to show for meeting perhaps the international organizations. Okay, so now what do we need to do and how do we need to say, okay, yeah, we have something to show for what we have signed? That's where we come to the concept of the MOUs. And why and how, okay? How do we get to the MOUs? I know it takes a lot to get policies to work in Africa. Sometimes not because of any cost or direct effect of those various countries, but some of them is also because of their nature, you get, of being reluctant or a bit laid back in getting policies to work. So now, what are those things we need to do to get these MOUs to work? We have a lot of them already. As I told you, we've had with US, We've had MOUs with China. We've had MOUs with, we've had MOUs with Russia. Russia seems to have the largest cut of the cake in Africa in terms of MOUs on nuclear power plants. Then we have with US. They've signed several with different African countries. Here we have Ghana and South Africa on this infographic. Then next we have China, of course. China is having great inroads into Africa. China have struck several MOUs for development of nuclear power plants in Africa. And then South Korea is also having a piece of the pie as well, okay, in terms of MOUs. So next, we need to have MOUs, and how do we get them? Number one, we need to get ourselves to be under pressure. You know, you don't get to see yourself do something unimaginable until you find yourself under pressure. Sometimes I feel like in Africa we are very laid back. And perhaps that's because of the environment we find ourselves, like the as you find in tropical areas. We don't have anything, like a lot of conveniences in terms of the environmental factors, okay? And I wouldn't want to say it's a curse. And also, we have a lot of natural resources, you get. And in our local settings, okay, we tend to have those basic things there that we don't have pressure, kind of, except for the common things that trouble us, okay, either economically or health-wise. But we need to industrialize. If we must compete among the Committee of Nations in the near future. So we need to be under pressure. Okay? And the pressure I mean here is pressure to develop, pressure to move forward, pressure to get to the next level. Number two, we need to start commercializing our heavy industries. Okay? What are those heavy industries? The steel industries. Okay? The manufacturing industries. We need to start to see how we can get them to be commercialized. For them, what do I mean by getting them to be commercialized? We don't just wait for them to fabricate things and bring to us and then we just assemble. We need to move forward because the nuclear power plant is a heavy industry. So when a vendor country comes, it needs to have us have some capacity to do some parts because it's getting modular. We need to get to apply ourselves to meet some requirements in terms of the parts of the nuclear power plant. Okay, so that's the second one. And thirdly, I think we need to start looking inwards. Okay, from independence, I would like to say, African countries have been sending their citizens, Nigeria, South Africa, Ghana, several of them, they've been sending their citizens abroad to several countries, and especially these countries that have made MOUs with African countries. But what comes out of it? Remember, in the last episode or the one before the last, I told you why you should not be a nuclear engineer in Africa. And the reason, number one reason, is because there are no nuclear power plants to work in. And you find these people that have been sent abroad not finding any use coming back home because there are no nuclear power plants to work in. Their expertise tends to waste. And that comes back to the brain drain we're talking about, okay? So in Africa, we need to look inwards, okay? We need to look inwards and see what we can use, okay, from our human resource. And yeah, if we can start from there, I think we will go a lot of we'll conquer a lot of grounds. We'll cover a lot of grounds, okay? Then, what number are we now? The third one. Okay, so number four of how we can get from MOUs to MODUs is we need to calm down a bit, okay? I know I'm going to step on some toes here now. We need to calm down a bit on our push in the direction of nuclear security. This will sound very unpopular, but you can fact check me in the near future and you will find that this is a fact that we need to adopt in Africa. There tends to be a lot of movement, okay, from the international organizations, good as they sound, good as intention that they are, but they tend to instill this mindset of fear, palpable fear and justifiable caution, okay? When you are telling somebody, oh, this is dangerous, the person is not likely to get it close to himself, okay? Especially those who do not have full grasp of other benefits that there are in it. It even goes further to instill more fears in people. So I think we need to have a measured approach towards nuclear security in Africa. I don't know if I'm blowing too much grammar, but maybe subsequently I'll start to talk with some broken English on this channel. But yeah, the point is we need to have a measured approach towards nuclear security programs, I would say, and also outreaches in Africa. Nuclear security tends to say, no, don't do it, okay? Because it has different approaches to fulfilling its mandates or its ideals, okay? And for nuclear security, it tends to not want to do nuclear power plants, okay? Then that's number four. Then lastly, number five, I don't want to bore you with too much details, but I want you to also drop your comment on what you think we should do in terms of moving from MOUs to MODUs. Number five of what I think we should do is to start having demonstration plants, okay? We need to have demonstration plants already. I give, for example, the oil and gas industry is very, very developed in Africa, I want to say. I want to take a cue from that industry perspective. They don't take time. They just move to sites because they know that the money is ready. I mean, like, the market is there and just need to, like, go get this oil and sell it off, okay? So, in the same vein, nuclear industry tends to be a little bit less proactive. I think, I don't know if that's the right word, less proactive in getting to do or implement. Okay, so I think we need to start our demonstration plants or sites at different parts of Africa. And the first country that will do that will set a very strong example for others to follow. And I think Rwanda is setting a good one for that, with a company, I think, is it Dual Fluid? I'm looking forward to more African countries doing or replicating this kind of stuff. Then I think the bonus one I need to state is we need to reduce our regulation, okay? Regulation is stifling, okay, the move towards adopting nuclear in Africa. You find in some countries, especially, I want to say, Africa, or Nigeria specifically, the regulators are actually looking for where you will make mistakes. They don't want, like, they are not really enabling you to get it done, okay? Except their attitude have changed without my knowing, okay? So, but I think we need to look at our regulation to enable the deployment of nuclear power plants in Africa. And I think if we can do this, it will help us a lot to moving from MOUs to MODUs. What do you think about this? Please share, like, subscribe, and interact with this post. And let me know what you think in the comment section. Thank you very much, and see you in the next one, where I'll be talking about maybe further reasons why you should not be a nuclear engineer in Africa, and maybe perhaps some more reasons why you should be a nuclear engineer in Africa. Thank you very much, and see you. Bye.